Hello and welcome to another edition of the 4K Blu-ray Review. I'm Brian Kluger with Boomstick Comics and High Def Digest, having a good old time here with all these horror movies in October from Scream Factory. I just love Scream Factory. Yes, I do. So, this is a Multimedia Men podcast. You can find it on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, everything else. Just type in Multimedia Men, type in Boomstick Comics, and you will find the Multimedia Men podcast, which includes this show, the 4K Blu-ray review. Also, it covers, we also have other shows such as wrestling, horror movies, music, nerd stuff. But this 4K Blu-ray is mostly 4K Blu-ray releases, which we review in order to help you decide in whether or not you want to spend your hard-earned money, on Blu-ray and 4K releases. So in October, we're doing Scream Factory stuff, as I said earlier. And right now, this episode, we are doing a movie called The Tingler. Ooh, The Tingler. It's not porn, folks, not yet. But yes, The Tingler is a movie from 1959. And it's super awesome. And I'm going to tell you why it's super awesome. So this movie was directed by William Castle. William Castle, who you may or may not know, he produced Rosemary's Baby. And he directed the original 13 Ghosts and Straitjacket and Mysterious Intruder. Basically, he's made like 50, 60 movies in the span of a few years, because in Hollywood, he was known, this guy, William Castle, was known as making cheap, fun B-movie, competent B-movies quickly and not over budget. And he worked with Vincent Price numerous times. So, this guy is a horror movie aficionado, and he directed this movie. He also directed House on Haunted Hill, the original, and Macabre. But The Tingler, 1959, stars Vincent Price, Judith Evelyn, Daryl Hickman, Patricia Cutts, and Philip Coolidge. And it's super fun. So basically, the movie follows Vincent Price, who is a pathologist named Dr. Warren Chapin, who discovers that there is actually a creature, a centipede-like creature, in every human being at the bottom of their spine that tingles when you're in a state of fear. And if you're in a state of fear and you don't scream and release it, this tingler, this creature, will kill you. This parasite, centipede-like creature will attach to your spine, which every human has, and kill you if you do not scream and release it. Very weird, I know. So while this is happening, there's a movie theater owner named Olivia, and she is kind of like a friend of the doctor, and Higgins' wife named Martha is deaf and mute. One night, she dies, and during her autopsy, the doctor removes the tingler from her spine because she couldn't scream. She was scared. She couldn't scream. She's deaf and mute. So it killed her. So they put this tingler in a jar, and it escapes into this movie theater with tons of people. So this thing's going around and attaches to people, and everybody's screaming and don't know what to do. So basically what they do in the theater is they turn off all the lights and they tell people to scream, and the tingler goes away. But it turns out that the tingler was not responsible for this woman's death, this deaf and mute girl's death. It was somebody else. But it's super fun. It's super funny. And there's like a little scary way, like it looks pretty crazy. But yeah, the film itself is fun. I love movies that are in movie theaters, such as Demons, which is a super fun 80s film. But this one, I mean, can you imagine, like, everybody in life has this centipede-like creature attached to their spine, and if you're in a state of fear and you don't scream, you're gonna die. Holy shit. So I very much enjoy this movie. It's super fun to watch. And interestingly enough, there is one of those film prologues to begin with, such as kind of like in Texas Chainsaw Massacre, how they read off like these events are true. So back in the 50s, William Castle, known for doing gimmicks for his movies to sell them better, put up a prologue to the film stating that you're about to see something very scary. If you feel something, don't worry. You just have to scream. It might save your life. So in addition to that, I would tell you, or I am going to tell you, that the studio and William Castle put out a thing in several theaters and big theaters into the actual movie theater chairs that you and I would go to make them vibrate when scary things would happen, which is super, super, super funny. It is damn funny, damn good, and just glad they used the gimmick. The gimmick was called Percepto, and it was a vibrating device in theater chairs at the time. They only did it in several theaters, but it got the reaction it deserved. And that was part of that. He even hired people to go to the movie theater in large crowds and faint and scream to create an effect. Yeah, that is this movie, The Tingler. Interestingly enough, there is a scene in the movie, because the whole movie is in black and white, except for one scene. There is a scene where there's a bloody bathtub, and the whole scene is black and white, however, except for the blood, which is red. It's pretty early on. You've seen that in other movies do that. But yeah, this movie did do the black and white with red coloring in it, which is pretty cool. So yeah, The Tingler. It's one of those 50s shock and awe movies. But yes, check this out. Film-wise, still holds up, still fun to watch with people who've never seen it. Let's go to the video and audio portions of this Scream Factory release. This movie came out in the 50s, so it's been a long time, but yes, damn, this movie looks good. Damn good. It's sharp. It's crisp. It's clear. Holy goodness, you will be able to see the amazing visual effects, practical effects of these tinglers in all of its kind of paper mache-y, plasticky looking thing. It actually looks really weird. It looks like human centipede, centipede-like, but each leg has like feet. It's pretty funny. And if you see this thing, it's like the size of your forearm and hand put together. Imagine that being on your spine. It is pretty crazy. So yes. Let's talk about the detail. Yes, besides that of the tingler, you'll be able to notice facial pores, individual hairs of the like in set pieces and costumes, the stitching, the shiny effects, stuff like that, even though it's in black and white. The black and white coloring is definitely well balanced. The differences between the grays, the blacks, and the whites all show pretty nicely. And even the depth of field here is great. It almost has a three-dimensional look to it. It's filmic, it's cinematic, it looks impressive. I would say this is one of the better black and white films from Scream Factory. I was highly, highly impressed by it. Definitely love it. The audio aspect of this, English 2.0 mono. This is a mono presentation in 2.0. So it's just not one speaker, it's two speakers. It's clean sounding, it's clear. There's no really hiss or pops here. It could sound a little tin canny here and there because of the mono soundtrack and how old the audio mix is. But the sound effects of the screams sound good, and of the creature itself, and some of the supernatural elements to it are good. There's not a whole lot of bass, not a lot of low end. Some of the screams can get high pitched enough, but it's still pretty good. It's well balanced. not a whole lot you can say other than that. It's not the best audio mix, but it's pretty decent. Let's talk about the extras, which there are quite a lot of. There are some new ones. There is a brand new audio commentary by author and film historian Steve Haberman, who he talks about the making of this film, Vincent Price, the gimmicks of the movie, and William Castle's career, as well as some of the actors. It's a pretty decent commentary. There is an interview called I Survived the Tingler, and it is an interview with Pamela Lincoln as she talks about her claim to fame to the movie and her acting in it and everything like that. It's pretty fun, and how the movie has held up over the years, pretty good. There's also a 3-minute interview. It's titled Unleashing Percepto, and it is an interview with the publicist Barry Lorry, who goes over what William Castle did in all of his films to promote it, such as Percepto, putting the vibrating devices, you know, flying a live skeleton through a movie theater to scare people in A House on Haunted Hill. It's pretty fun. Then there's a big 16-minute extra called Scream for Your Lives, William Castle and the Tingler Vintage Featurette. This is imported from another release, and it's kind of a retrospective of the cast and crew and director with interviews of everybody talking about the film, Vincent Price, everything else. So it's pretty cool. Then there is William Castle's Drive-In Scream Audio, which is a drive-in version where Castle asks people to turn on their headlights and scream. It's about 50 seconds. It's audio only. There is a 45-second original scream scene, which is a recording of an audience from one of the movie theaters. It's actually pretty cool. There is a 3-minute audio trailer, and then there are one original theatrical trailer of the movie, which is pretty cool. And then a still gallery. So not too bad. There's a lot of really cool things with this. The Tingler, if you're into old vintage horror films, this is quite fun. And it goes in tune with like all the gimmicky stuff. But it's still fun. It still holds up as far as, you know, having a good time at the theater with your friends watching a horror film. Of the likes. I mean, I don't think you'll ever be scared of this movie, but Vincent Price is the man, and William Castle's the man. This is one that you want to get. And it is it's fairly cheap on Scream Factory right now, so I would definitely recommend getting this. Add to your collection some vintage horror movies. Start with this one. Scream Factory, get it. The Tingler.